We just played Big Boy Sky, excuse me, saying that you're listening for Rise Against. That's not what you're listening for. You're listening for Get the Message by The Paradox. It's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have People Are Dumb today. A guy repeatedly swore at a judge and ended up with about 2 years in jail for it. What's up with Florida? Florida burglars snorted what they thought was cocaine. Turns out it wasn't. What to do about porch pirates this time of year? We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to see the LA Kings play the Chicago Blackhawks. That is coming up later today. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No.
You got a problem with that, you can go yourself.
We have more tickets for you to go to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. You're listening for Get the Message by The Paradox. That's going to happen in the 4 o'clock hour when you hear that be caller 20, and you will join us on the most fun night of the week. Time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
I have been in depositions before, and you're always coached by lawyers when you're in a deposition. Only answer the questions that they ask you in as few words as possible, because you don't want to give them anything just by rambling on. You might unknowingly perhaps bring something to their attention. So that's what makes this guy in Missouri spectacular. A sheriff's deputy pulled over a man in Bakersfield, Missouri on a routine traffic stop. The officer checked his insurance. He didn't have any. So the police officer told him, "We're going to have to tow your car, dude." One of the other officers on site said, "You know what, though? It's really hot. If you'd like, we'll give you a ride home," which I thought was really cool. So the driver agreed and said, "Yeah, I'd love a ride home. Do you mind if I grab a few things out of my car?" And they said, "No, go ahead." So he came back with a can of vegetables, over a pound of weed, multiple baggies of meth weighing 43 grams, a scale, a broken glass pipe, and a cell phone. He was charged with felony drug trafficking and taken right to jail because he was dumb.
This is a stunning failure.
Listen, we said it wrong earlier, all right? We said you were listening for Rise Against. That's a mistake. Would you expect anything more of us? The song you're listening for is Get the Message by The Paradox. It's going to come up in the 4 o'clock hour. Then you be caller 20. Then you join us for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
The holiday shopping season, it's underway already. Amazon's Black Friday week starts Thursday.
They have a Black Friday week that starts Thursday. So technically a week and a day. Don't get me started. We'll talk about that next. I just took a trip and I put that on my iPad, my Rage Against the Machine at the Grand Olympic Auditorium. Probably watch that once every 2 months. Worth it every single time. Let's talk about getting stuff stolen from you.
The holiday shopping season, it's underway already. Amazon's Black Friday week starts Thursday.
Don't even get me started on Black Friday, which has been creeping earlier and earlier and earlier. They're going to start it this Thursday, over a week from Black Friday.
Which means we're going to be getting a lot of packages in the mail. But you're not the only one who's looking forward to these deliveries. So are the crooks.
Sons of bitches.
We've seen it happen time and time again. A stranger runs onto a porch, snatches a package that was just delivered, and takes off.
I wonder what the statistics are as far as how many people in America have had this kind of thievery happen to them.
The theft happening in mere seconds. The crime definitely ramps up during the holidays. In fact, 1 in 4 Americans has had a package stolen.
Oh, thank you. 1 in 4. That's crazy.
Experts say most thefts happen between noon and 6 p.m., the common time people are at work. If you're expecting a package and won't be home, there are several things to do in hopes of preventing yourself from becoming a victim.
Sit on your porch with a shotgun for a month?
Set up delivery alerts so you know exactly when a package is delivered.
Who knew you could do that?
That way you can ask a neighbor to grab it for you immediately. Speaking of neighbors, you could even arrange to have the packages delivered to somebody else who's home during the day.
Huh. Would have never thought of that.
If neither of those are possible, you can have the postal service hold your mail until you can stop by to grab it.
Well, who knew you could do that?
There are also things you can buy to help keep your products safe. Some people are turning to lockboxes or bins you install on your porch.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, I'm not buying a bin for my porch. Also, who uses the word porch anymore?
Delivery drivers simply put the package in there and out of the way of potential thieves until you can bring the item safely inside. Many people also have doorbell cameras to record whatever happens. That way, if you do become a victim, the footage could possibly help authorities catch the crooks.
It is amazing how many people don't remember that there are Ring cameras as they approach the door for whatever nefarious ideas. Plus, I'm going to give myself points. That's the first time I've ever used the word nefarious correctly.
And it's not just porch pirates trying to profit this holiday season. So are cyber criminals.
Dude, seriously, now you're bumming us out.
Some leave a note on your door saying a package could not be delivered. Others send you a text or an email. In all instances, it's a ploy to get you to release sensitive personal information.
Right, but let's not be too negative. I just got a text from a super hot Russian model, and I'm pretty sure it's the real thing.
Even if the notes or emails look legitimate, don't call the number or click on the link. Instead, go to the company's actual website and find the official customer service number,
where someone from India will answer your phone.
And if you're sending a gift to somebody this holiday season, consider having the post office hold it until your friend or family member can pick it up.
I mean, that's assuming that you've mailed it in time. Not that I would know about this, but assuming you've mailed it in time so it'll get there, say, by Christmas.
Then.
A little less than an hour from right now, we have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And today I'm going to play a song I don't think I've ever hated more. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas coming up this afternoon. You're listening for Get the Message by the band The Paradox in the 4 o'clock hour. And you'll win tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas with the All-American Rejects and Evanescence, Papa Roach, The Paradox, Rise Against, Social D, Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, and Yellow Card. It's all going down December 13th at the Kia Forum. Let's do Florida, shall we?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
This is one of my favorite Florida stories in a long time. Three men and two juveniles were arrested Tuesday on suspicion of breaking into a Florida home. Police say the three, Waldo, Matrix, and Jose, were arrested and taken to the Marion County Jail. According to the sheriff's office, the woman returned home, found several things missing, including some electronics, jewelry, and the ashes of her father and two Great Danes. During an investigation, detectives learned that the ashes were taken because they were mistaken for cocaine. And the thieves snorted the ashes from this woman's dad and her two dogs. I don't know, man. I'm not feeling anything yet. Shouldn't I be feeling something right now? Give me another bump. According to detectives, they disposed of the ashes after realizing what they were and the lack of a high. In a lake, and official dive teams actually found them. I would give anything to be there when those thieves recognized that that was not cocaine. And they were Keith Richards.
Then.
In the next hour, between 4 and 5, we're going to play Get the Message by The Paradox. When you hear that, be caller 20. And you will join us December 13th for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. I have worked at this radio station for 35 years total.
Uh-huh.
And in the 420 Catch of the Day today, I'm going to play maybe the worst song I've ever played. It's possible it's the worst song I've ever played.
I knew it
would come up. I knew it. I was just steeling myself against when they said, hey, what do you think about this song? And it sucks. And I'm going to play it next.
I'm excited.
Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, there is a man whose social media handle is John Breaks Bad News, and he provides a service where people pay him to break bad news or just say whatever they don't want to say to the person's face. And since we have Kings tickets this week in the 5 o'clock hour, I like this one because it is hockey related. All right.
Hi, is this Christian?
Yeah, who is this?
This is John from John Breaks Bad News. I have some bad news from somebody who would like to remain anonymous. You're a goalkeeper. And the Sounders are shit, and they will not forget the easy goal you let in Saturday. you.
No. That's actually bullshit. Who the sent you? That is the most fucked up thing because it was a fucking final and I'm still...
And you whiffed it.
Wow.
I am obsessed with this guy. I just went crazy going through his Instagram. So if you need to break bad news... There you go.
That's the way to do it.
That is the way to do it. Number two, a 21-year-old Florida woman hit the triple digits in her Kia Soul just minutes before midnight last Thursday. The posted speed limit was 55, and she was going 107. A deputy pulled her over and asked her why she was going so fast, and that's when she revealed that she risked driving so dangerously to get to Little Caesars before it closed. I mean, listen, maybe for Apollonia's or Prince Street Pizza.
Right.
But for Little Caesars, the highest I'd go is, I think, 70.
Yeah, agreed.
You know what I'm saying? Number three, Dan Dodson, one of the stars of Storage Wars, he bought an abandoned storage unit for $500, ended up finding a safe with $7.5 million in it.
Wow.
Immediately after the discovery was made, he got a call from a mysterious lawyer representing the original owners of the unit, who, of course, want all the money back. They initially offered $600,000 to return the storage unit and the rest of the money. He declined, so they counteroffered with $1.2 million. So Dan discusses this with his wife. He decides to accept the offer, even though legally he could have just kept the full $7.5 million. If you think about it, the chances of this being dirty money, blood money, marked bills is very high.
Sure.
Plus, the type of person who keeps $7.5 million in a safe in a storage unit is probably not someone that you want to mess with. But, I mean, $500 into $1.2 million, that's a solid day.
That's
a good
great
day. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
All right, when I first heard about this band, it was accompanied by different critics talking about how they were the latest sensation out of New York's indie scene. They have a, quote, charismatic blend of energetic rock and thoughtful lyrics. GQ called this band America's most thrilling young rock band. So I was very excited to hear it, and I wanted to hear this latest new thing. And the band is Geese. And I got to tell you,
oh, you.
I knew at some point our boss would want to play this, and when he asked, I said I would play it only if I could really tell people how I feel about it. This is the 420 catch of the day. It's total BS. Couldn't hate it more. Geese. Cobra. It's a 420 catch of the day on K-Rock.
Oh, you.
You are listening for Get a Message by The Paradox. They are playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Woo! And we're going to be hooking you up. Caller 20, once you hear that song, hit us up.
This hour on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. We are going to play The Paradox before 5 o'clock. When we do, be caller 20 and you'll win those tickets to join us at the most fun night of the year.
Woo!
K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Megan, I hope you saw this. Three men and two juveniles were arrested Tuesday on suspicion of breaking into a Florida home and snorting the ashes of a man and two Great Danes.
Oh, no. No, I did not hear this story. Okay.
They say the suspects thought the ashes were cocaine.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Dumbasses.
During an investigation, detectives learned that the ashes were taken because they mistook them for cocaine. Apparently, they tried to snort them.
Okay, so here...
Nothing happened.
Yeah. So here's my thing.
So I'm assuming they hit it again. Like one more, just another bump. Come on, nothing's happening. Maybe this is watered down or something.
When you look at ashes, I mean, they're kind of grayish colored.
Right, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I've never seen gray cocaine. I've seen a lot of cocaine in my life. Also, if it's all ground up, you're not seeing rocks in there. That's some bad cocaine anyway. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? But thirdly.
Maybe they were drunk and or high when they broke in.
Yeah.
And so they were in that state of mind where maybe they didn't notice
that it was. Adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
It was dark. It could be. Back in my day, would I have tried it with
them? Great question.
The answer is hell yeah, Yes,
really?
I would have. Hell yeah, I would.
Wow. Even if you noticed it was off color a little or something,
yeah, I still would.
You just would have thought, oh, that's different.
I don't... Give it a whirl, you know?
Wow. Imagine. They did at some point learn that it's not cocaine.
Okay.
Because the containers that they found them in, they threw in the lake, and the officers scuba dived and found them.
Oh, my God.
So they did learn along the way that it wasn't cocaine after they had smoked it.
I wonder how they found out that the guys had tried it as cocaine. You know what I mean?
I think the sheriff's office caught them.
Okay.
And asked them about it. And they were like, yeah.
Yeah, we snorted some ashes.
We snorted,
you know?
Imagine.
Just like Keith Richards snorting his dad.
Yes.
You know? Oh, my God.
I can't even imagine that. I'd like to talk someday. Maybe we can't do it today, but.
Maybe when they get out of jail.
You know? Snorted a human.
That you're a human and a dog that you didn't know.
That you had
you
no
were not
idea.
Related to.
And how was the high? Hey, Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. You heard the paradox.
I did.
And you were caller
really
20.
Woo! You're no way, really?
Yes, you win.
Woo! Heck yes. Oh my gosh, amazing.
Well done. You got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas December 13th. A guaranteed great time.
I'm so awesome. Thank you.
I have to tell you that going to a Kings hockey game is one of my favorite things in the world.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't love it more. And we have tickets for you for which game?
So you're going to go see Kings versus Blackhawks.
Chicago Blackhawks are in town. That is going to be a great time. That is the prize for the calls. Now, the topic for the calls is the dumbest reason you broke the law. The dumbest reason you broke the law. And it comes partially from this story.
Okay, 21-year-old Florida woman. She was driving 107 in a 55. And when the deputy pulled her over, she said that she was driving so fast because she wanted to get to Little Caesars before it closed. Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Okay? Not Prince Street Pizza. Little Caesars.
I like Little Caesars. I don't have any problem with it.
Okay.
But am I going to go 110 miles an hour? I don't think so.
No, maybe 70.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe.
But I guess when you get that pizza craving, I understand.
110
you know?
Miles an hour to get pizza before Little Caesars closed. So the dumbest reason you broke the law, maybe you forgot your wallet at work, you broke back in, whatever you did that was against the law. The dumber the reason, the better.
Yeah.
We always love that. If you were high or drunk, always love that, as you know. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and your texts. The dumbest reason you broke the law, and we'll take your calls now. Hey, Rock, hello.
I do smoke weed, and one morning I was taking my dog to the vet, and I think it was going down, I believe, the 605. It was, like, dead stop traffic. And I'm in dead stop traffic in the fast lane, but the carpool next to me was like wide open. So I look at this carpool lane that was wide open. I look over at my dog in my passenger seat, and I legally hopped in the carpool with my dog. But I soon found out that wasn't a smart idea because I blew past the cop and he ended up getting over and get behind me, and he ended up pulling me over and giving me a ticket for not having a second person in the car.
You didn't think for a second that the dog was a second person, though, did you?
No, not a person, but I figured I might have got let go. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, probably not a great idea. So you did something stupid and broke the law.
Call us now, 800-520-1067.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Your next chance to win acoustic tickets coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Keep listening for Wet Leg, Monge 2, and Be Caller 20.
K-Rock, hello.
My dumbest reason I got arrested was I hadn't finished my beer, and my friends were leaving, so I took the beer under my jacket and put the mug in a pocket and walked out of the bar and was arrested for carrying a beer mug concealed out of a bar.
Really? Wow. They must have been watching you closely.
It was a college town in Massachusetts.
Gotcha.
Oh, my God. So, did you get in the car with it, or you just simply walked out and then they got you?
No, we were just walking back to the dorm. Oh. I just think of a stein of beer that I took off the bar. It was half full, and put it under my jacket arm and started walking out the door.
I would have done the exact same thing.
Waste of beer.
Yep. You don't waste beer. So you got arrested for it? What was the charge?
Misdemeanor, walking out of the bar stealing. The owner of the bar was pressing charges.
Oh, dear God.
pleaded nolo contendere, which means I'm not admitting to guilt or not admitting to, yeah. And so they with community service and a fine.
How much community service?
200 hours.
What? Oh, my God, dude.
I had to do 125 hours of community service, and that took 3 years.
Oh, whoa.
How long did it take you to do that?
It took two.
Two years.
But I was in a sorority, so most of the stuff I did for the sorority was community service.
Oh,
nice.
Man, you're so lucky.
Double points.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I was calling to try and win the King's ticket.
The dumbest reason you broke the law.
I stole a car to get to probation and got busted on the way there.
Oh, my God.
You stole a car to get to probation and you got caught before you got there?
Yeah, I had just got out the day before.
Oh, my God.
So, lots of questions.
My daughter's right next to me. This is the first time she's hearing that story.
How old's your daughter?
She's 11.
Oh my God.
And how old were you when this happened?
I was 19.
Okay. So you were young and dumb.
I want to hear you tell your daughter that you were an idiot.
Yeah, Devin. I was an idiot. She said, I know, Dad.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello. Dumbest reason you broke the law.
Okay. It was a windsurfing event, and there's a party every night, and then I wanted to add a toga to my outfit, so I decided to steal the flag for the event off the flagpole. I was high. I was drunk. I think it was the second time I got high, but I had to climb halfway up the pole to untie it, and security caught me.
Did you get arrested or anything?
I didn't. It happened to be that the security guard used to be my old gardener, so he let me go.
That's pretty great. I gotta be honest, I hear stories, and some of them I think 100% that would have been me. And your story is that.
Awesome.
I'm so happy you didn't get in trouble.
Creative idea. I like it.
That's good thinking. All right. Who do we like for the tickets for the Kings against the Blackhawks?
Okay. We have to go with the guy.
With Bad Dad.
Bad Dad.
Right?
But he's also a rad dad.
Bad Dad. You win.
Bennett.
Yeah.
You're going to the Kings game, buddy.
Yes. You guys rock.
Kings Blackhawks. Congratulations and thanks for calling.
Thank you, dude.
That is it for me. Megan has you now.
And you're listening for Wet Leg Monge 2 and then Caller 20 hooking you up with your tickets to Acoustic Christmas. It's coming up in the 6 o'clock hour on K-Rock.